It's a different weapon. We like how it looks, how it acts, and I do believe we will work a new sound up for it. We hope. Want to get a couple shout-outs here, as I should have done when I came back from commercial break. First one goes out to Knight of Knee. I do want to pimp him and plug the Interaction Computer Entertainment in North Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That being GameAction.com for broadcasting the show in their store. How's that for a pimpage, huh? I'm in a computer store and people coming in are listening to me shoutcast Urban Terror. Kind of cool. But you can head over to GameAction.com and check out what they have over there. Currently, it looks like they have Hitman 2 in stock, NHL 2003, NOLF 2, Earth and Beyond, and, of course, Unreal Tournament 2003. So that little pimp going out tonight of knee, sounds like he's working, though, unfortunately, over at over at his job up in Vancouver, north of Vancouver, British Columbia, GameAction.com. And Mungo Zen would like me to remind you, if you have a song, a group that you want heard on Urban Radio, feel free to send him a private message during the week before Urban Radio starts, so he can actually get that into the rotation. We usually play 9 to 10 songs a week. So if you have something you want to hear, feel free to send Mungo Zen a private message, and he will fulfill all your musical requests. For those who have seen, we do have some new skins on the weapons. Thanks to Blade Killer and actually Crazy Butcher for working on the, as I said, the LR300ML. But Miles got back into the action here. He updated the Beretta skin and the Spaz 12. Both look highly impressive now. I remember how poorly the Beretta looked, and we're actually looking at replacing the Beretta with a pair of Ordnance 1640, but with the way the bread is looking now, you know what? We're not so sure we're going to want to replace it. Same with the Spaz. Spaz looks pretty kick-ass now. That really was not on the chopping block. Spaz 12 will stay in the game, but both look amazing. And, heck, I think I'd actually use them now. So, and we also have a new shader on the weapons that'll sort of make them, give them a little bit of a reflective property. Pretty cool. Another topic that's come up this week of discussion being the high explosive grenades and the shaking effect. Some in the community do want to see that shaking effect turn into a client-side CVAR. And guess what? It's not going to happen. Shaking will continue to live in Urban Terror. It doesn't mean the shaking won't be addressed. We are currently talking about that in our team forum. Crazy Butcher 27, myself, Dragone, Blade, we've all had opinions on it, and I think we're finally coming to some sort of a conclusion as to what we can do, not to remove it, but to tweak it. That'll make it not so annoying for those who continue to use high explosive grenades. But that will be addressed, and that will be in the next patch, which should be coming up here sometime soon. As for gameplay, we think many are pleased with the changes that we have made. So far, some are saying it is as good as 2.3, minus the bugs. And actually, we feel it's our best effort yet on Urban Terror, seeing as we've been going at it since September of 1999. Many gamers, I have noticed, are favoring the PSG-1 and the SR-8 even more, with the Spaz 12 as a secondary, based on what they're carrying. Some will argue that the Spaz 12 is too powerful, going back to Beta 2.3. Depending on how you look at it, it is a very powerful weapon. We do believe that is going to be tweaked down. We do have a very good idea on how we're going to do that. The range probably will not be so effective as it is now. Much of the strength will remain, but we got a little testing to do, see how it all goes, and that's another weapon that needs to be changed, because that weapon is probably the number one weapon that's drawing the most criticism in Beta 2.6. Sniper rifles, they seem to dominate. They do allow for a little bit more movement without being penalized when shooting. With that said, we still know gamers will stick to their reliable weapon, being some of them being the assault rifle or even the G36. Some have actually taken to the new AK-103 and really don't want to give it up. Sometimes People even tell me that has replaced their M4. The G36, excellent new skin. Thanks to Blade Killer for that. But wait until you see the Beta 3.0 model. Oh, my God. Talk about drool. That weapon is just awesome. Crazy Butcher still working on it. He's going to reduce the polys a little bit more. But if you haven't seen it, well, I was going to say go to the forums. But you know what? The forums are actually down at the moment. But he does have a link on his website. It's an awesome-looking model. I think you guys will be highly impressed with the model. Personally, I favor the G36 as my weapon of choice. It's not saying much, seeing as I don't use it too effectively, but it's my weapon of choice. There seem to be issues that continue to arise at the weapon modes. The manual does cover this in Section 5.3.1 and .2. Actually, I have updated thanks to density, but you can still change your individual settings on your weapons with the chart provided. To correct your weapon modes that continually change when you hop into a game, you got to make sure that your Quake 3 config is not write protected. You got to remove the web mode underscore save line from the config, jump back into the game, set your weapons, save the config, quit the game. Now, when you load the game up next time, all your weapons from there on out should be set. If you have any issues, just cut and paste what's in the manual. That'll set your knives to automatically throw. It'll set your high explosive grenade to instant arm and all your weapons to full automatic. I mean, that's pretty simple. I had a couple people today telling me, you know what, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Well, yes, it does work. I mean, it was like Density saying the in-game browser does work and we're sitting here going, Density, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So somewhere seemed to have a line of communication is just not working. Me, write protect my config? No, I do not write protect my config any longer. No reason to. And I have no issues with my config. All my weapons work as they should. As I said, I think I posted this in the forums. If you want to see my config, feel free. I'll be more than happy to send it to anybody who wants it if they are having issues. Just as something to go off of. Last week, we also dropped the information. I dropped the new fix on the community for the game browser. This is now in the frequently asked questions section. And this was some poor coding. Oh, how many versions ago, Density? A couple versions ago that we are changing in the patch. It's basically just a CVAR setting, an in-game master 0/master 1 setting. That's it should be changed to 0, or excuse me, it should be changed to 1. So that's basically all you need to do to fix the in-game browser is change a 0 to a 1. And as I said, that is in the frequently asked questions section, and you can check that out if you're still having problems. Whoa, information overload again. You know, this section's always long because I know people want the most up-to-date information on 2.6. When we come back, I have a few more things to touch on 2.6. Some information from Tony Ray. We may check in with the Urban Radio server one more time as I see it's now on, looks like Salima. Talk about some maps and call it a show here. Sounds good to me, doesn't it? Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into some more action. I'm Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We'll be right back.
service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by f***ing shit, pussy bitch, or slut, asshole, goddamn motherfucking stupid or f***ing bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the show. It's Oswald with you live on Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And as I said, Density and I spent some time together last night on Roger Wilco discussing this and that, talking server patches, talking client config files, and little Sarah Michelle Gellar in there. Ain't that right, Dens? Oh, and Density, if you want to look at my camera, you can see my autographed picture of Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt. Just for you, my friend. Just for you. Now, on with the show. And I know I'm going to catch a lot of crap for that, but it's all in good fun. Right? Isn't that why we're here? To have fun? So Denzi and I were sitting there talking last night. And he wants me to assure the community that he and 27 still are working on the server patch. Currently, it's a server patch, but the patch for beta 2.6, I guess you can call it 2.6B if you want to right now. But we do have some server admins out there running a patch, giving us feedback, giving us logs that we need in order to get to the bottom of these crashes. As we did last week, we do want to give Tapper over at the OGL, Cowboy Carnage, the Carnage Cowboys, a quick shout-out for all the help and assistance he has brought us in the past few weeks. Also, as I mentioned, we will be getting a few more servers running this test patch in order to provide us some more feedback. We do have a couple in mind. But, as we said, there are some... I am not gay, Major Reisman. I am not gay. But I did have a picture of some guy holding up, right? But I don't. Anyways... See, now I lost my train of thought. You may be able to find some of those test servers around North America and in Europe. Also, Density wanted me to mention the possibility of the black screen issue being tied to your config file. As I said last night, we spent 2 or 3 hours with a couple people on a different servers, and for some reason my config would work. I got this gamer's config, dropped it on my machine, and you know what? I experienced every problem that I've been hearing about now. The lag, the black screen, he couldn't talk. He could not use Say Team, you know, the message modes. You could not hear radio calls. It was the strangest damn thing. But we got him a new config, and you know what? He's up and running. So we're going to have to spend a little bit of time on the configs, running through line by line, trying to figure out what seems to be causing the problems. So I just thought I would pass that along to you. Punkbuster. You know I'd have something to say on Punkbuster. I always do. I did last week and probably did the week before. But it seems we've sort of come full circle with Punkbuster, haven't we? Before Punkbuster was even a thought or a twinkle in the eye of Tony Ray, everybody in the community was calling about bought this, bought that. He's wall hacking. You know, Sid, what are you going to do to prevent these cheaters? Well, you know what? Funny thing is now we have Punkbuster, and now everybody wants to get rid of it for one reason or another, which really, to me, does not make any sense. Punkbuster does work. It will work. It will catch cheaters, and it will catch bots. You guys have asked for it. I know we had called Tony Ray on it quite a while ago that we wanted Punkbuster integrated into Urban Terror, but to be integrated into Urban Terror, it actually had to be implemented into the Quake 3 code, thus the 1.32 point release, and you have Punkbuster. You know, it's funny, it blows for some people, but how come it doesn't blow for me? I have no problems with Punkbuster. My lag, I don't have any lag. I mean, my pings are anywhere from, you know, 150 on down, so I don't think it's all Punkbuster. I think the client has something to do with it here, so don't point fingers solely at Punkbuster or Silicon Eyes for doing something, because I think the client has at least half to do with it. I know people out there continue to screw at their configs, screw at their network settings, screw at this and that. So take a little bit of the responsibility and don't point fingers, especially at us or Punkbuster on that issue. Thank you. Anyway, we have Silicon Ice does give our full support to Tony Ray and the gang over at Even Balance. We also understand, like Urban Tier, there are going to be issues to resolve, and they're currently doing that. I believe the new version is, 1.0.05 for Punkbuster. They do ask you to download it manually from their website. There's two files you download and install, and it'll work. Here's a recent post from Tony over on the Even Balance forums, and I felt it needed to be repeated here because I'm sure many of you, A, cannot get onto their forums, or B, don't have time to look for it. He posts, he says, apologies to those of you who come to these forums for help and have your thread seemingly lost in the recent onslaught of repetitive and loud complaints of a few posters with an agenda. As always, emailing support at evenbalance.com remains open to you if you are sincere in your desire for help. Our forum admins try to read and reply to every request for help here, but some inevitably slip through the cracks. Good news that our guild system is almost finished. A new Punkbuster version 1.005 client update is on the way, and that's actually out now. And will soon be followed by a Punkbuster server update. Soon after that, Punkbuster will begin detecting the latest cheats, and punks will not be able to impersonate other players by wearing their guild. Thanks to those who have continued to support us, to the many players who continue to fill up Punkbuster-enabled servers, and to admins who have helped us test the pre-release build so that the next Punkbuster server update with the new guide system, I don't know how to say that, guide system will be as solid as possible. Don't spam, you'll be kicked for spam. Watch out. Thanks to those who have continued to support us. Oh, I already read that. The truth, for those who are confused by seeing a lot of negative posts here on our forums, is that one, Punkbuster receives on average over 100 emails at support@evenbalance.com a day. Two, all questions and requests for help are answered within 24 hours, most within 5 hours. Three, over 95% have been resolved on the first reply, and many, many users say only nice things about Punkbuster and Even Balance, both before and after their problem is resolved. It is sad to me that there are those who would post positive things about us on our forums are often attacked by other posters. I seem to think that happens elsewhere, too. I personally appreciate Punkbuster users who do know the truth defending our position. We are also proud of the support that we provide users, contrary to some of the misleading posts. We have not brushed aside the few who have continued to have problems after the first attempt at helping get the problems resolved. I also like to point out that every single post that I have seen recently quoting something I said in an email or ICQ has been misrepresented intentionally by the poster. I do not wish to waste time defending myself in those threads where it is clear the poster is here only to cause trouble. In each case, I try to help every user of Punkbuster in the same way, if even I know the problem is not related to Punkbuster. And literally thousands of Punkbuster users who I have come in contact with know that to be true. I say this only because of how irritating it comes to myself, misquoted in my own forums by some little jerk who is trying to help. You small persons, you know who you are. So I think we can basically, I think that's an excellent, excellent post. For those of you who continue to point fingers, like I said, at Silicon Ice saying it's our problem for implementing Punkbuster, I'm sorry, no it's not. If you have Punkbuster issues, do what he said. Email support@evenbalance.com and you have a 90% chance that your issue will be taken care of on the first email. I mean, some of you even fail to read their forms. How do I enable Punkbuster? Well, you know what? If you read the documentation, you would know how to enable Punkbuster. Again, that's another issue that Sid has nothing to do with, and we do recommend that you go to Even Balance for any questions or comments on Punkbuster. So please be patient and don't let a few undesirables ruin your Urban Terror fun. Those of us on Silicon Ice, we don't want to continue arguing with those who continue to say that Punkbuster's terrible, but we will support Tony Ray and the group at Even Balance. Some more map information here with Beta 2.6. Let's start off with Riyadh. As I said, I had a chance to call a CTF match here on the new version of Riyadh. Regardless of what I've read on the forums, the match went very well, as I said. The level was basically a sniper's paradise to some effect. But the level did play much quicker than it did originally, since it's a bit smaller. The deserted buildings just adjacent to the hill. You know, I can't... I'm trying to watch what's being said in the channel and read. The mouse wheel problem? Read the FAQ. It's in there. In underscore mouse minus one will fix your mouse wheel problems. Thank you very much. Getting back to what I was saying, the deserted buildings seem to be a popular place, as gamers would basically haul up there and hang out before they made a run for the front door of either base. Clans usually entered through the main entrance. They would grab the flag, make a mad dash back out the door they came in, and when they would return the flag or try to return the flag for a cap, they'd basically make a beeline all the way down to the end of the map, turn toward their base, and then run into the base. It was actually, I thought it actually played much better than the old version of Riyadh. Turnpike has continued to receive some credit, finally. It seems to be one of the maps that somehow got lost in the shuffle here, but Wu has done an outstanding job on Turnpike, and it does continue to receive some props from the community. Still haven't played it enough to get a real feel for it, and the one time I did, I had a new mouse. I had a Boomer Slang mouse, so I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And Zero, if you keep spamming, I'm going to kick you here. Nobody's won the competition because the show's not over, so please, give me a few minutes. Thank you. Hopefully, tonight's Friday, right? Oh, I was going to say, hopefully I can get some time to play Turnpike tonight, as I know Blade Killer is going to be hosting her HOH server later on. I believe it is an invite only, so that's going to be kind of cool. Play a little Uptown, play some Riyadh, a lot of CTF, and finally have a good time. Uptown, as I said, it's one of the new levels. I do think that's a very solid level now. I was able to see firsthand action on this level as we did Shoutcast Clan Fear taking on Easy Company on it. No longer were there really long periods with no action. I can remember going back to the Clan Base final, and those of you who listen to the Shoutcast, how slow it was. Oh, my God. We had one clan camping down in the basement of the garage, and the other clan was, like, up on the roof of the garage, and nobody was moving because at that time, the only way to win would be the new style that we had, where if you had one gamer die, you're basically down one man, so you would lose by default after the round ended. But it worked really well. I was quite pleased with the action. I still want to see how it plays on CTF, but there are some areas in Uptown that can still be used as a defensive stronghold, as I said, the lower garage area. But you can make your way around the map much quicker now. Some new buildings, some new rooms. So very cool, and I do recommend you check out Urban Terror. Check out Uptown and relearn this classic map as Wu and Dragon, and I believe Rabbit Cow all put a little bit of time into this map to get it working correctly. As for UT Mines, well, Barbecue is working on an updated version here for that level. It'll correct some of the current issues. He tells me that the fog is much thinner now and that some of the routes, depending on the game modes, have been cut off, a la Rommel. And as for that map, if he gets it done here, this most likely will be included in the 2.6 patch. For myself, no update on UT Streets. I just have not had time to get back into that map. I do have one teaser screenshot out. I'm sure somebody has that link if you want to spam that and pound Urban Terror. Just haven't had time. There are some things I do want to do to it. Haven't made the decision if it's just going to be UT Streets or UT Streets 2, because I know some of you, for some reason, will want to play the old version if I redo it and we just rename it UT Streets. So that's one of the decisions we'll have to make here. Still not sure what's going to go over in the garden, in the park area. I may opt out, remove that, and make it into a building of some sort. Not sure. I have a few ideas, and we'll get to that. I have added a new room and a couple new hallways. to try to make the map a little bit larger without actually making the whole map larger, if you know what I mean. What else do we have? Some continue to tell me that they cannot see the SID created levels in the server setup menu. The reason being is because we left out some .arena files. Dragone is actually, that file is used to generate all the information about a map. Dragone's actually working on a new arena file that will be included in the patch, so all your SID created levels will show up. But all the levels are there, fret not, because you can actually drop into the console, type /map and then the name of the BSP. For example, /map space UT streets, UT underscore streets, and that'll start UT streets, or UT underscore turnpike, that'll start turnpike. So we're working on those, and if you know what you're doing, maybe you can actually go in and make your own arena file and drop it in the scripts directory. Going to step away. Got a few things left here before we wrap it up on this Friday, as I'm just coming up on 2 hours and getting a little winded here. Going to be right back right here on Urban Radio. Little Deftones here. It's Sonic's Passenger on TSN.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Stand and run.
Game on.
Well, it looks like we're into the last segment of our show here. As we see the Urban Radio server this week, Thunder's playpen going hard. We got a great 7-on-7 match going here. UT Rommel, 1-0 currently the score. Feel free to join in. You can go to urbanterror.net, click on Urban Radio link, and we'll have all the server information there. I do once again want to thank Thunder and Paul for letting us use their server as the Urban Radio server this week. For those of you who might not have listened before and think this is a new show, it's actually not. It's been going on for almost a year now. We're celebrating 1 year on the air next year, I believe the 14th or thereabouts. It'll be 1 year since we've started Urban Radio, which is kind of cool. We'll maybe give out some free stuff that day. Have to see how it goes. I know many of you know that we have released three map packs, one Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch, another one CTF, and a popular pack. Those are on the Map Depot over on urbanterror.net, so if you don't have those, you can actually look through and see what the maps are. I believe that's still on the website. Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch features the new Proving Grounds ND Night Day, features Bungalow, Cambridge, Cargo Light, and Office. CTF pack features Subway, City Gardens, Intermodel, Drug Lord 2, and Eagle. And finally, the popular pack features Laneway 2, Golgotha, Demolition, Deville, and Drug Lord. So I'm sure many of you, if you've been around the community, have those maps, have played them. So this is really for gamers who are just coming into the community and always ask, hey, what maps should I download? Well, you know what? This is a good place to start. It gives you 15 maps, including the 15 maps that you have in the distribution file. That's 30 maps. Chances are you'll be able to play on most every server. While we're still on the subject of the maps, I spoke to Lee Earth last night, and again this morning I was able to check out the updated version of Subway 2, and it's on the verge of release. Actually, some of the dev team members and I were testing it last night to see how the new route worked. This route actually runs between the red and the blue station platforms underneath the subway tracks. There's actually two entry points into both of those, two entry points into the tunnel on each side of the platform. So this introduces that much-needed third route that CTF players have been asking for, so CTF players can rejoice. You can also see three new screenshots of it over on thesixthfloor.com. Release date for Subway 2, as I got from Lee Earth himself, very soon. That's all I know about that. Actually, I do know a little bit more, but you know what? I can't give it up. Sorry. Along with that, I do have a new rant you can read titled, I Can Beta Test. Hopefully this will dispel some of those nasty rumors that continue to swirl around the community. But again, this is just my take on how I feel about those gamers who continue to come up to you saying, hey, I can beta test. I mean, you guys missed all these bugs, but you know what? I would have caught them all. Well, you know what? We did catch them all. Something happened. We're not really sure what. That's why we're trying to figure it out. But anyways, you can go read my new rant. It is called I Can Beta Test. Talking to Invis over at Section 8 Studios, as I did last week, he's nearly complete with his vehicle, his number two vehicle pack. Vehicle 2 pack, I forgot what he called it. It's going to feature some new automobiles. Going to look very cool when he gets it done. Sounds like he's also done work on Point Blank. Map has been tested and decreased in size by about 2,000 units and streamlined. He does feel it'll make a better bomb map than it would CTF, but we'll have to talk to him here and see what we can do about that, as CTF was actually pretty fun on it. As I said, the vehicle pack, this will be the second vehicle pack, should be ready by Christmas Day. So a little gift there from Invis and the guys over at Section 8 Studios. That's s8s.info for more details and pictures. Other than that, got a few shout-outs now. Actually, you know what? We'll get to the shout-outs after we come back from this song. We will give you the winner of the Urban Email Contest. I'll actually probably read two or three of them, but I do have one winner already picked out. So when we come back from this, get going on the shout-outs, give it the email contest, and we'll call it a night. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
When something stands for nothing, a detached memory. This one's about everything you don't think about until you sleep. Yeah. And this one's for nothing. And this one's for fun. And this one's about rock and roll and comic books and bubble gum. Stay off of something, yeah, but none of it'll last unless you take the reins, take them from the night, push the palm right through the pass. And this one's for the silence and the questions that it brings, and the smell of time and the reverence and the possibilities.
It's not a bug. It's not a bug. It's a feature. I'm going to start saying that. I don't know who posted that in Pound Urban Terror, but thank you. I'm going to start saying that from now on. You know what? That black screen, it's not a bug. It's a feature. You don't like it? We do. That's why we put it in there. Server crashes? It's just time for you to go grab a beer, come back, server will be restarted, hop back in. Hey, it's not a bug. It's a feature.
Yeah, right.
All right. Oops. Hey, it's Oswald back with you here live, Urban Radio, getting ready to wrap things up for this Friday, November 22nd. Or if your name's Density or 27 and live somewhere down in the South Pacific, it's actually tomorrow already. So we're back. It's time for a few shout-outs here. First one goes to Hornet OSX. As he and X-Man, I got a little props from the guys over at Punkbuster. As Hornet OSX and X-Man have made an easy-to-use installer for the Mac Quake 3 Arena players who have an old version of Punkbuster and need to update to the new version manually. There's a download link over on evenbalance.org. Go over there, check that out. Click on the link if you want a Mac and see what it's all about. Kind of cool to see Hornet OS X Pimp. Good guy. Met him over at Everland here a couple weeks ago in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great guy. Also, like to send out props. Who's this from? This is from Pube, Clan Pistola co-leader. He says, I'd like to send out props to my Pistolas for bringing home the number three rung on the OGL. He says it's not the size of the gun, but where you aim it. Isn't that right? Barbecue would like to remind everybody, be sure to get your clan signed up for the OGL Follow the Leader Open Ladder. This is the sort of game mode we are planning for Beta 3. He says very team-oriented, so give FTL a chance. Remember, sign up for the FTL OGL Ladder. So the other shout-outs I've gotten as the day has progressed, I got this from Spawn. He says, both the Open Cup and the Nation Cup will be on, which is kind of cool, finally, for those over in Europe. He says, some things are delayed, but he does want to make it known that Drizzt Duncan has left his supervisor due to some, I believe he told me, schooling issues. And Lord, who you might know from Dead Llamas, is going to be taking Drizzt's spot. So I'll be able to work with Lord and Spawn on that. Maybe we can get some other matches from Clan Base on TSN for a little bit of shoutcasting. Right now, there is no date for the start for Clan Base, but rest assured, once we find out, we will report that over on UrbanTerror.net and right here on Urban Radio. So, good news out of Europe. From Pitt Tom, he says, give a shout-out to everybody at Clan Pitt. That is with gay colors, too. So he's got little cute little pink colors here. You know what, Tom? It's not Easter. Get rid of the pink. Mighty Joe Young, a.k.a. Vivian, would like to give a shout-out to Dead Sea from herself. So there's your little shout-out. No, I thought it said something about a strip tease. I guess it wasn't. They're just going to tease me about something, but I don't have my sounds turned on, thankfully. Shout-out from One Leg to his ninjas. Great bunch of guys he enjoys playing Urban Terror with. Props to everybody over at Forbidden Ninja. FN.ZDWebHosting.com if you want to check out their website. Here's a pimp that we'll try to get right this week since we got it incorrect last week. And I know I'm going to screw it up here. Extreme, extream.players.de. What's up? Would like me to pimp them again? Extreme.players.de. So shout out to those. What else do we have here? What else? The emails. For those of you who continue asking, what is this contest that's going on? This contest is the Urban Email Contest. It's most likely going to be held from here on out or as long as I have a job with the airlines and can support buying one T-shirt a week, right? But basically what it was is an email contest. We asked you to pick some topic or pick something happening in the Urban Terror community. Maybe it's something I said on the radio show. Maybe it's something you picked up in the forums. Or maybe it's just a rant on a server that you play on. But I wanted your best rant, best email, and I needed you to send that to me at oswald@planetquake.com. I had, quite a few emails sent to me, and props to everybody who has sent emails to me. Contest is now over. I'm going to read some of them. I'll announce the winner at the end here. First one... says, now that 2.6 is here, we've entered a new age of Urban Terror. The M4 is gone, and we've gotten the AK. Spreads have changed, and according to some pundits, the SPAs and PSG are the ultimate noob weapons. We've got some new maps, some different maps, and some maps that still nobody likes. Cough, Pressure Zone. Why won't anybody play Pressure Zone with me? Nothing beats it, at least the HK69 only. At least with the HK69 only. What can be more fun than spawning on top of somebody, and all you can hear is plink, 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 boom. It's a wonderful sound. Nothing can be better. I put it to you, the Urban Terror community, to bring back this ridiculously disorienting map and play it with the grenade launchers. If we do let this map slip away, we lose a special part of history. Also, it's fun to swim out in the ocean and drown. Thank you for calling CUDA MF Doom. That was one of the emails that was kind of cool. Little haiku here from Slayer. When I shout at Oz, I get a great feeling there. I love my weapons. 2.6 is happy. I find all the bugs I can. And I don't sleep ever. The MP5K, it is the weapon for me. It makes my blood flow. Now that I am in pit, I see teams play lots. It makes me a winner. That from Slayer of Clan Pit. Another one here that deserves to be read because I guess I sort of smacked him around unknowingly. Comes from You Are Drago. Drago over at Urban Ranger. He says, here's a rant regarding Urban Tear. You covered this on the radio show. The server crashing is a really big annoyance. I run a few servers, a couple Linux servers. Oh, this isn't the one I wanted to read. Anyway. Oh, yeah, it is. I think it is. Maybe. I'll read it anyway. Sorry about that, Drago. The Windows platform server at random just crashes. The console stays up, but it loses server and map information. I have no problems with the Linux platform regarding this issue, just the Windows servers. All I have to do is reload a map to get it back up. But it's really a pain and quite embarrassing for your server to crash in mid-game during an OGL match. That I completely agree with. And actually, the one that I wanted to read from Drago is this one. It says, okay, Oswald, here's my rant. Don't judge us to get whacked. We played Pit twice, and neither time we whacked. We were whacked. Both matches were within 1 or 2 points from winning, at least in the first round. Now, if they beat us like Enigma did on STA, then that's whacking. You'll see when we shoutcast it. So, that for Drago. And I do want to thank everybody else for sending their emails in. And this next email I read, this is actually the email I have chosen as the winning email. I figured it summed up. It's a pretty good email. Hopefully you guys agree. And it actually comes to us from an old-time clan member from House Valhalla, mentor. It says, haha, Oswald, go read this in a break. He says, where have we been? Where are we and where are we headed? I'm a newbie considering to those who have played since the 1.0 days, but in the good old 2.3 days, action was the win in Urban Tear. Despite several unbalanced weapons, red spas, and perhaps a bit too tweaked M4, the game rocked, in my opinion. Certain bugs were, of course, the reason why many still were not quite satisfied with the development of the mod, but it sure was action-packed. In 2.5, it was like Sniper War. It was like the snipers were favored a bit more. The M4 was still useful. The spas had been balanced, and almost every weapon fit in good except the G36, which has been neglected by the developers. The game took a big turn introducing instant arm and flash grenades, and it took Clan Wars on another level. Unfortunately, many people started to notice that the flashes actually was a kick-ass rush weapon, and that the flash was, in my opinion, overpowered and ruined a big part of the fun. God, even a newbie could take out a veteran with those flash grenades. Grin. In 2.5, my biggest worry, however, was that a larger and larger group of players decided to go sniper camp, only which was not really seen on the pubs in 2.3 as far as I remember. Camping on public servers is not rare today, unfortunately. Neither is it very common, though. 2.6 brought us a total new look of Urban Tear, and in the beginning, I was about to cry because I felt I had lost my advantage of playing so damn many hours, learning the spawns, etc., just having the feeling of Urban Tear. Furthermore, a new weapon was introduced, many weapons were tweaked, and this again means that you have to find yourself a new version of Urban Tear. Oh well, enough is enough. I am at this moment not entirely impressed with 2.6, but I think I like the new add-ons, even though it takes time to get used to. The only thing that needs fixing are, of course, the bugs, the unwind-powered spas, and the overpowered PSG. Besides that, I'm a happy fella again. One thing's for sure, 2.6 has brought back the action of Urban Tear, and for that, I thank you. So that from HV Mentor. He is our Urban Email winner this week and will receive an Urban Tear t-shirt. And to everybody else who participated, I do want to thank you. And please feel free to play again next week as we will be bringing you another email contest, a new server, and so much more. Got last few shout-outs here. This one, and, you know, I should have gotten this one like 3 weeks ago, but somehow I've forgotten. I keep forgetting to pimp Warhammer and the work he did on Section 8 of the Urban Terror Manual. He's basically the one who rewrote the entire server administration section. And I do want to thank him for all the work he has put into the manual. Really took a load off of my shoulders. As to be honest, I really didn't have time to get that done, trying to figure out trying to figure it all out. A quick shout-out from Eminem to Clan Law. He says Lost at War, they've just recently made a comeback. So shout-out to those guys. And lastly, we do want to remind you that the Urbiter Vaporware gear is now on sale over at thegeekwares.com. If you want a T-shirt, they start at $15 U.S. currency. Also, remember to tune into TSN this weekend as the action starts tonight with Triad the Mercenaries defending their number one rung on the OGL 2v2 ladder. Tomorrow, Jeff T will cover Desrad versus Urban Ranger at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can head over to tsncentral.com. Check out all the Urban Terror action. We got quite a bit coming up here in the next week or so. Myself, Van Silly, Jeff T, Whispers. We will be covering a lot of Urban Terror for you. So hopefully you'll tune into that and enjoy it. Coming up later tonight right here on TSN, the bar is open. It's actually going to be a mini bar because Cold Shot has other commitments, but he will be on the air live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, bringing you the open bar. After that, it'll be myself taking you home with the 2v2 coverage from the OGL League. And that's it for Urban Radio today. I'm going to try to salvage what's left of the rest of my Friday here. I do want to thank you for tuning in to Urban Radio. Remember, we will be back next week. The time will change. I believe it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday. We will let you know. Find all the details out over on urbanterror.net/radio. For Siliconized Development and TSN, I'm Oswald. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. Good night now.
Over. All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.
I never knew how much I cared. So We'll be right back.